Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 116 on the first day of May. Our topic today is, Do You in Christ? Romans chapter 12, verse 2 reads in the New King James Version, And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The New Living Translation reads, Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Perhaps you've heard that phrase, do you. And on the surface, it might seem self-focused and conceited, but the real sense of it is, be authentic to the person God made you to be. It's not necessary to behave like others or try to copy the lifestyle of others. There are people in social media called influencers who are noted for their ability to get other people to pay attention to what they're saying and doing or the products that they're offering. I want to suggest that our greatest influencer is Jesus Christ, and that the inspiration to act and the will to do something should come from within your own heart. When Apostle Paul wrote, Do not be conformed to this world, that word conformed is a Greek word that we pronounce in English as schema. And schema is the changeable aspect of one's life. It is that which is continually altered one way or another. So we're all being conformed all the time. It's just a matter of if we're being conformed in fruitful or unfruitful ways. And we read that the way to ensure that we're being conformed or developing a schema that's fruitful is to be renewed in our mind. Or as New Living says, to change the way we think. William Barclay put it this way, Don't try to match your life to all the fashions of this world. Don't be like a chameleon, which takes its color from its surroundings. Because you're in Christ, because you're imago Dei, made in God's image. You don't have to lower yourself to just taking on the color and the flavor of things around you. You can walk in your unique purpose and discover your own color in Christ. I want to encourage you to listen to or watch my message from last Sunday entitled Stand, which is part 3 in the series, Renewed Mind Equals Renewed Life. Check it out. I believe you'll be blessed and encouraged when you do so. Let me also invite you to get a copy of my book, Winning the Battle for Your Mind. It's available on Amazon in print, Kindle, and audiobook editions. Enjoy this first day of May and make May a month where you learn to do you in Christ. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.